Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 6th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Google has discontinued the Pixel 4 and Pixel 4 XL less than a year after unveiling the phones. The company told The Verge it sold through its inventory and completed sales of the Pixel 4 and 4 XL, although both are still available from some partners while supplies last. The Pixel 4 will get software and security updates for at least 3 years from when the device first became available, which was October of 2019. AdGuard, which provides ad-blocking solutions, shared with ZDNet more than 295 Chrome extensions that hijack and insert ads inside Google and Bing search results, potentially affecting 80 million Chrome users. Along with fake ad blockers, AdGuard said it found extensions purporting to be weather forecast widgets and screenshot capture utilities, although 245 of the malicious extensions merely allowed a custom background for Chrome's new tab page. Virginia is the first state to offer an app called COVIDwise using the exposure notification API developed by Apple and Google, available now on both the Google Play Store and iOS. COVIDwise uses Bluetooth to exchange random identifiers with nearby phones and then checks to see if people who have reported a positive test have been in close contact with each other. The signals are date-stamped, and if the app estimates two phones were close enough for at least 15 minutes and the estimated distance was within 6 feet, then the other user receives a notification of a possible exposure. No names or locations are shared. Alabama's GuideSafe also uses the API and was released on August 3rd, targeting students at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Canada and Brazil launched theirs on July 31st. 11 other countries are also using it, with Ireland boasting more than 1.4 million people downloading it and 137 receiving close contact alerts. Nintendo just reported a pretty good quarter with 428% surge in profits. Nintendo reported operating profit of 144.7 billion yen, that's about 1.4 billion US dollars, in the April to June quarter, well above analyst expectations. Net sales came in at 358.1 billion yen, that's up 108% from the 172.1 billion yen Nintendo reported in the same period last year. Sales of the Nintendo Switch and Switch Lite grew around 167% to 5.68 million units in the quarter, and Nintendo has now sold 22.4 million copies of Animal Crossing New Horizons. Bleeping Computer reports it's been tracking a Canon ransomware attack that impacts Canon's email, its Microsoft Teams account, its U.S. website, and other internal applications. Canon's image.canon cloud photo and video storage service appeared to be the subject of the attack, resulting in data loss for users of the free 10-gigabyte storage feature. The site suffered an outage on July 30th and for 6 days was showing status updates until it went back in service Tuesday, August 4th. Canon claims there was no leak of image data. The Financial Times sources say that Microsoft is exploring a deal to buy all of TikTok's global business, including operations in India and Europe. On Sunday, Microsoft had said it was in negotiations with Chinese owner ByteDance to explore a purchase of the TikTok service in the US, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Since TikTok doesn't operate in China, the deal would not extend to its China-facing sister app, Douyin. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced a clean network effort Wednesday meant to eliminate apps that present potential national security risks from China, such as TikTok and WeChat. The clean network also seeks to limit the ability of Chinese cloud service providers to collect, store, and process data in the U.S. Pompeo said that the State Department would work with the Commerce and Defense Departments on these limits. On Saturday, President Trump told reporters he would act soon to ban TikTok from the U.S. DoorDash announced it's launching a chain of virtual convenience stores called DashMart to sell snacks, groceries, and other food-related products from partner restaurants. DashMart is now available in 8 cities: Chicago, Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, Dallas, Minneapolis, the Greater Phoenix, Arizona area, Salt Lake City, and Redwood City, California. DashMart stores are owned, operated, and curated by DoorDash. Finally, Microsoft has ended its xCloud game streaming test for iOS devices after announcing the service would only be officially launching on Android after the preview ends on September 11th. Microsoft had to limit its xCloud iOS test app to just one game, Halo: The Master Chief Collection, and 10,000 testers to comply with App Store policies. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.